A 1992 peace accord between the government and leftist rebels ended El Salvador's bitter civil war. But in some ways, Sunday's presidential election is seen as a rerun of those Cold War rivalries, pitting a former communist rebel against a candidate for the long-ruling Arena Party. Under the blazing Salvadoran sun, supporters of candidate Tony Saca sing "Fatherland Yes, Communism No," thrusting their fists into the thick afternoon air. Mr. Saca, a 39-year-old sportscaster turned radio station owner, is leading in the polls. He is running on the ticket of the right-wing Arena Party, which has been in power for 3 terms and is closely linked to the business establishment. Critics charge Arena's campaign is designed to scare voters away from the FMLN, a former rebel group which became a political party when the Civil War ended in a 1992 peace accord. In an interview, Mr. Saca defended his campaign. It is his party's obligation to point out the truth, he says, adding that he has no doubt that the FMLN still has a communist agenda in mind. Shafiq Handel, an aging, bearded ex-rebel commander, is the candidate of the FMLN. At an FMLN rally, the 73-year-old three-term legislator leads the crowd in a 1970s Latin American revolutionary song. The FMLN is trying to win the votes of those who are disappointed with the current economy. Handel says he has no intention of installing a communist regime. Communism is not even under discussion in El Salvador, he says. The FMLN would establish a government far more democratic than Salvador has had in the past, he says. There is little likelihood Mr. Handel will win. Polls give Mr. Saca anywhere from a 7 to a 25-point lead. But observers say the elections have created divisions deeper than any since the war, when the FMLN was a guerrilla group and Arena was linked to counterinsurgency operations. Some 75,000 people were killed during the 12-year civil war. During the Cold War, the United States supported the Army's efforts to quash the FMLN guerrillas. Now, some charge, Washington is trying to help Arena defeat the FMLN party. Jeff Fail works for the Washington Office on Latin America, a human rights advocacy and policy group.
The U.S. has repeatedly, 3 or 4 times now, publicly taken the position that the election of the FMLN candidate, a candidate who opposes the U.S. in a number of important policy issues, would put U.S.-Salvadoran relations in jeopardy.
Mr. Handel favors resumption of El Salvador's diplomatic relations with Cuba and says he would renegotiate the Central American Free Trade Agreement reached with the United States last year. Mr. Saca emphasizes his Arena Party's close relations with the United States. El Salvador's economy is disproportionately dependent on money sent home by Salvadorans working abroad, most of them in the United States. His critics say he is playing on fears that that arrangement could be jeopardized if relations with Washington deteriorate. Arena and Tony Saca are the ones who can ensure tranquility for Salvadoran migrants because they have good relations with the United States, he says. The campaign has struck a chord with people like Myrna Hernandez, an unemployed 33-year-old who depends on remittances sent to her by relatives living in the United States. If the FMLN wins, she says, the United States is going to deport the Salvadorans. Over a quarter of the Salvadoran population lives in the United States, and the money they send home totals roughly 15% of the nation's economy. The United States Embassy recently confirmed that work visas and deportations are based on legal, not political, criteria. But pollsters say the Arena message regarding the future of Salvadoran immigrants in the United States may well be working, especially among less educated voters. 2 other candidates are running, but both are polling in the single digits. If no candidate wins more than 50% of the vote Sunday, the top 2 vote-getters will go to a runoff in May. For VOA News, this is Catherine Elton in San Salvador.